I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back, everyone. News and Talk 1380 WAOK Real Estate 101. I'm Mary Gill. So that song really represents how we do feel about Atlanta, right? I mean, you couldn't have done it better. And I say that because, and I'm a transplant from New York. But anyway, yes, that's how I feel about Atlanta. And so Luda said it best, you know. Welcome to Atlanta. And when you sell a house in Atlanta or in the metro Atlanta area, you are selling a piece of the entire Atlanta microcosm, the whole area, the whole perimeter within the perimeter, outside the perimeter. And so you want your house to look good there. And the face of your listing is what's going to sell your house. Everybody's on the computer, and we were talking about this during the break with my guests. I want everybody to please welcome to the show Ben and Amanda Fowler. They are owners and operators of Views Media.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
So I got to tell this little story so that everybody in my listening audience, they just love to hear how these things come about, and I was surprised as well, so I have to share it with them. I'm old school. I just did not get with the, oh, you really don't need to spend a ton of money for professional pictures because, and the video thing, that is like really above my tech level. So, I put that on to the next generation and I kind of do things old school. But my daughter is not old school. So in our office, there was information about a video production company. And photography. So my daughter, Nina, who manages the listings that we have, she says, we need to contact this company. They came to our office. We haven't met them yet, though. They left information with the receptionist. And I want to contact them to start doing our pictures for our listings. And I'm thinking, okay, well, okay. Hey, that's your baby. Do what you want to do. So she goes, I'm meeting and going to go ahead and set it up and meet them in the office. To start talking about them doing our listings. I said, oh, that's fine. Next thing you know, I get a phone call because I'm not there. And she goes, Mom, we know them. They are Ben and Amanda Fowler. We've known them for a long time. I said, you've got to be kidding me. She said, no. And they're going to go do our first house. I was like, what? That is great. So I was so happy to meet back up with you guys. It's been a little bit. Let's talk about everything that I missed between Nina telling me that she wanted to do it, finding you, and then how she found you, why she found you, and really what you offer that stands out to real estate professionals that separates you from the rest. So welcome to the show, and Amanda, Ben.
Thanks, Mary. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. And speaking to what you're saying there, back in 2006, mm-hmm. Amanda was working for a pool company. They built pools, and these are pools that cost what a house costs. I mean, this is $250,000 for a backyard pool in the Atlanta area.
Okay.
And they wanted to showcase what they could do with these pools. So Amanda put together a little video for them to show what they could do in advertising.
Of course she did.
And said, oh, by the way, my husband could go do the photography.
Hmm.
And so back in 2006, I started doing photography of these $250,000 pools.
Wow.
And found out that I love photography. So it was a good start for us there.
That's great. Yeah. That was a step. I remember when you told me that you said, Mary, I'm not doing cars anymore. So you can bang your car up as much as you want to. I'm not doing it anymore. I said, okay, thanks, Ben. I didn't know what you guys were getting into, but that's really great. Okay, so then when did you officially start your business together, getting away from pools? And then what made you say, hey, maybe we should take pictures of houses and go to agents and things. When did that happen?
Mm-hmm. So it was about a year or so ago. We had kind of sat down and we had some family that was involved in this as well. But we were like, hey, let's do this because there's obviously a need in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And with Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, there were many opportunities to lend towards this. So we were like, okay, let's start this. Let's do it. Let's get serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we started going out and talking to different agents and just finding out what were they were needing.
Uh-huh.
And just started from there. And it's just kind of snowballed from there.
I love that. You know, I've had a few people ask me over the years, Mary, if you were going to, I just love this mindset. If you were going to pay someone to do something, what would it be? I've had people ask me that, and I thought, that is so genius. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Find a need and fill it, which
exactly
is what you guys did. You found a need and fill it. Well, I know there's a need because we didn't do it until you guys came along. And then we found out how phenomenal it is. So agents listening in and prospective sellers, when you connect with an agent, you're going to want a company like this because I'm thinking, well, you know, Nina is getting ready to tie herself to a very expensive proposition, but I'm going to let her go ahead and do her own thing. And, you know, and then I found out it was completely opposite. I almost mm-hmm. gasped mm-hmm. when I found out the prices. Mm-hmm. I'm serious because I thought they were like triple that, double that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's talk about what you guys do. Like, you connected with Nina and Nina said, we're going to go do our first house. What does that look like?
Okay. So when we show up to the property, first thing we do is we're walking around to see what is the, you know, how does this house look best? And I'm not only looking at it from setting the camera on a tripod from that perspective, but I'm also thinking about, okay, how can we shoot this house from a drone mm-hmm. to make it look the best it can? How can we, in fact, I start thinking about, man, this video that we can make for this house is going to look fantastic. When we combine that, the drone shots, the walkthrough of the house, when we've combined the photography, the agent introduction, I kind of start thinking about the whole thing. How can we make this house really, we're talking about marketing and, mm-hmm. and branding more than just having a picture of a house, because not only does it showcase the house, but we can showcase the agent at the same time, and positioning yourself as a premier agent at the same time as you're listing this house, you kind of get double marketing there. You're helping your seller to get their house.
And you're marketing
done,
yourself.
And you're marketing yourself mm-hmm. for that next
exactly.
person that you're going to have.
See, that's so amazing. This is the mindset I love about a business owner. And this is kind of the approach that I take, and I really want my agents to take as well, is let's not look at this person as I'm selling them house or selling their house. Let's look at them as a person and how I can do the best overall job to make this the end game, you know, fantastic. Right? So that's what you're talking about when you look at the house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, exactly. When we come back, I want you to take us step by step from opening the door, how you tell the agent where they need to be and what the house needs to look like. All right?
You got it.
Okay. 404-892-2703. Any questions or comments? They're in the studio. Give us a call. We're back, everyone. News and Talk 1380 WAOK Real Estate 101. I'm Mary Gill. Joining me, Ben and Amanda Fowler. They own
Views Media.
Views Media. I'm sorry, I moved the paper. I was sending notes to my producer. Waving notes to my producer. Okay. We have a caller holding. I'm going to take a phone call. Hold on. Ms. Johnson, how are you?
Hello, Mary.
How are you?
I'm good. Mary, you're late. You're late in the game.
Yeah. You got that right.
Thank God for your daughter. We've been using those types of services for years.
Ms. Johnson, I said I was late. I'm happy for you, but guess what? I've worked predominantly most of my career as a buyer's agent. Anyway, okay, so Ben and Amanda, when you have a job like this, you open yourselves up to all kinds of stuff, okay? People are going to come at you just because that's what they do. So anyway, Anyway, okay, I said, let me say again. I'm coming late to the game. All right, everybody, write it down. Mary said it. She's late to the game. Yes, thank God for my next generation, because Ms. Johnson, I'm almost 60, okay? Guess what I want to do with most of my time? What do I want to do with most of my time? Play with my grandchildren. So I'm going to leave all of this technology to the young people that are sitting in front of me and my next generation who are picking it up very well. And all I have to do is hand them my phone from my daughters to my granddaughter and say, hey, order me some food, would you? And they'll order me the food. So I got people to do that. But thank you. So let's continue. Nina found you, thank God, because.
And Nina is fabulous to work with, by the way.
Well, so this is, so it's really interesting. I'm so happy that you all came together, because in the what you do has really brought her out into a whole new space. I was so happy to see that the videos were amazing that you all did. And she's like, I'm seeing a new Nina, because she's like a natural at this.
She is. She is. It's funny because Ben, you know, it can take several takes to get that little 20 to 30 second intro. But Nina's great. She gets it in like three times and it's, she's done.
Yeah, she did really good. All right. So let's talk. Let's tell everybody what we're talking about. And we're going to segue into that. But initially, please tell us, when you get to the house, like you said, you're trying to get a scope and figure out how you're going to best market it. And then what do you do?
Right. As I said before, we're trying to get the best that we can out of the house. So first thing I do, it's wonderful to show your house and how light and bright and open it is. So I'm trying to let as much light in as I can. So I go through the whole house. I raise all the blinds up. I see what kind of outdoor views we have and how we can feature those as well. Then going through, turning all the lights on in the house. Believe it or not, making sure toilet lids are closed. This is nothing
right.
You don't know. But
right.
Yeah, we got to.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You know, that's one of my pet peeves. It makes me, like, shiver when I think that someone has seen one of my listings with the toilet seat up.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, put the toilet seat down.
Exactly. So, yeah, then I'm getting ready to set up for my first shot. And I'm thinking, how is a person going to walk through this house?
Right.
Because I try to deliver the photos in a manner that they can be easily posted on the MLS with a minimal amount of thought for the agent. So I'm thinking, how is a person going to walk through this house and see those views as they come through? And how can we best look at those views? The process that I use is a bracketed image process. And so what we do is we take an ambient shot with all that natural light coming in to the house. We take that ambient shot at multiple exposures, including a flash exposure on each shot. The flash exposure allows us to get accurate colors. Have you ever seen a photo of a listing where everything's kind of yellow and dingy looking?
Oh, please, yes. I've seen a ton of bad pictures on listings. And I'm like, why do they only have three? And one is the corner of a counter, you know, and the other is a crease in the wall. And it's a mess.
Right. Accurate colors in a listing are so important. We want that house to show as best it can. So we take that flash exposure in post. We blend all those layers. After we've shot a house, which is an hour and a half to 2 hour process, we have another hour to 2 hours of editing when we get home to make those photos look their best. We want to make sure that the window pulls look good. People can see outside and see what kind of views the house has to offer instead of the washed out windows that you might see sometimes. So that light coming in, I would say light is the most important thing in photography, period. But when it comes to showing a house, showing how light and bright and open that house is.
So that I do tell my clients who are selling their homes that we always have to have bright. We always, before a showing, open all your blinds, turn your lights on. And sometimes that really kind of segues into, now you're going to have to clean your windowsills. You're going to have to clean your windows. And let me ask you this. What are some important things? I'm sure cleanliness is huge.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yeah, I mean, if you can really do a good job cleaning your house or have it professionally cleaned, because every little speck of dust and dirt and dog hair, things of that sort will show in pictures. So you want to be able to have a nice front for your house
to look.
I'll
clean it up a little bit.
Well, yeah. But, you know, and make sure that things are off the counters in the kitchen. That's one thing. Paper towel rolls off the counter.
Right.
Soaps.
Shampoos all of that stuff
in the bathroom, in the showers.
That's what I tell people on your showing. Get rid of all of your personal stuff. Just stack it neatly underneath the counter. Just make it seem as if no one has even been in this space, like you didn't just walk out of the shower.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, so, you know, just that clean look. And then that allows you to put, you know, maybe a little pot of flowers on the counter. And that has a little visual interest, but not taking away from the elements of the finishes of the home.
Okay, so you start your pictures, Ben, mm-hmm. and where do you typically start?
Well, each shot that I take, I'm looking at how can I move the furniture? How can I move the pillows on the couch? Really stage this photo the best mm-hmm. way possible. Taking a look at what angle I'm shooting it at. You know, we start at the front door, and we move our way through the house. But sometimes just running through and point and click, that doesn't do, because really everybody wants their house to look like a magazine cover.
Yeah.
And they put a lot of thought into the right angle to make that house look that way. And so I don't just walk through a house pointing, clicking, shooting, but instead try to stage each shot. So as if this shot's going to go on the magazine cover.
So you move things around sometimes?
We'll move things around sometimes.
Yeah,
decluttering,
sometimes, yeah.
Taking things out of the shot that, of course, we want to accurately represent the listing, but there's personal items that may be best moved out of the shot. Perhaps mm-hmm. something else in the house could be moved into the shot to make it look
better. Oh, I've done that. So, I've mm-hmm. moved people's furniture all the way around, and then they're like, hey, that looks pretty good. Like, I think we're going to keep it like that. Anyway, so staging that is important. Making as far as a listing is concerned, when people walk through, is the appearance of space, or what make the space that you currently have mm-hmm. at least look more spacious.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah, so, definitely.
And that, you know, when it comes to spaciousness, I think that when you have really bold colors in a room, bold colors are great in moderation. You know, if you've got that big orange couch mm-hmm. with red cushions mm-hmm. on it, that may not be the best thing to showcase your living room and how spacious it is, because things will look a lot more open if you use neutral colors and maybe just have that little pop of color here and there that draws the visual interest in that shot.
Okay. All right. Well, I know I move things around when I go into a listing, and I take on my initial little pictures, and then I think that's hugely important, because people for some reason think, I know you love your stuff, but that doesn't mean everybody else is going to love your stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I try to tell my clients, make it look as neutral and unlived in as possible while you're still living here, if that's possible.
And you talked about spaciousness, and that's, you know, you might have to pack some stuff up and put it off-site.
All the time, right.
But people want to see space that they have good flow through a house.
When we come back from the break, I want you to tell us about your packages, and then we're going to talk about the video, because you can go to my Real Estate 101 and see the videos. Also your website too, right? You posted that. They're really great. This is what I was really impressed with. News and Talk 1380 WOK. Ken, I'm sorry, hon. I see you holding. I'll get with you right after the break. Real Estate 101, back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.